Democracy for America is an organization of about a million members around the country. It was founded by my brother Howard Dean after his presidential campaign ended. We are proud and we are honored to have been working on this issue in Pennsylvania, here in New York, California, Colorado, and a number of other states. So when my brother gave that speech in Iowa about 10 years ago saying we're going to Arizona, California, and all that stuff, he wasn't kidding. But the fact of the matter is, this is hard. It's hard for all of us to have to do what we do all day and take care of the folks we love and fight for our communities and fight to make them clean and fight to make them safe and fight for the future that we want for our kids. But it's the stuff that makes the world go round. And we are deeply, deeply grateful. And thanks to all of you who have been doing this. And yeah, we'll take a little credit for that. But thanks to that, Governor Cuomo has found out a lot about the perils and the hazards of fracking. But there's a lot of stuff that doesn't get mentioned, particularly in newspapers like the Wall Street Journal. So I thought I'd just kind of bring a couple of things up, just so when you have a few talking points or when you're meeting with your legislature, and God bless you all for doing that stuff, I think you ought to know it. First of all, let us not forget who we're dealing with. We are dealing with big business, the energy industry. They have a long history of not paying the royalties that they are contractually obligated to pay, and you don't have to take my word for that. Just ask any member of First Nations around this country and they'll be happy to tell you all about it. They have a long history of not paying the taxes that they had agreed to pay themselves. Don't take my word for that. Just ask anybody, any taxpayer in the state of California, which has had a long history of dealing with big oil that doesn't pay their fair share of taxes. They have a long history of evading responsibility when things go wrong, and you don't have to take my word for that. Just go ask the fishing fleet in Alaska and see what they have to say about how well they were treated by Exxon. The fact of the matter is, you cannot do good business with bad people. And we need to explain that not only to the governor and to our legislators who don't already know it, because there are plenty of them that do, thank God, but we also need to explain this to members of the business community that don't understand that the most precious resource that we have in this state is, in fact, water. And these folks are not up to the job of stewarding that, much less anything else. So let's get on it and let's fight this thing. And thank you and God bless you all for doing everything that we're doing. We're in this together. Thank you.